Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today, we have Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Nice to see you again. And spring is pretty close to springing on us, which sets everybody thinking about, hey, what's going on out in the yard and out in the pastures and everything else?
Yes.
And the stereotypical grizzled farmer, that doesn't really apply anymore. Everybody is doing this. And there is an event going on that relates specifically to women in agriculture. We've been talking about this all along. What have you got for us?
Yes, I know that Rod and Ryan has shared information about our Women in Ag conference coming up. Actually, next week, it's March the 20th.
That's close.
So so we're getting to the place where we really want people to register. And so I'm here today to share a little bit more information about Women in Ag and share a little bit of an outline of the agenda for the day as well as our speakers. And this really came out of the idea of our Agricultural and Natural Resources Program Development Committee. And they really saw a need to provide some information, resources to women in agriculture. And so there is a statewide event that happens in Manhattan almost on an annual basis. There are some other opportunities. I know I spoke at one in Garnett just in January, but there's some opportunities around, but we really felt like the Frontier District really could provide one of these Women in Ag conferences. It's a one-day conference, and we're so thankful for some of our community partners as well that are helping to plan this conference. But before I share the agenda and the speakers, I just want to share real quickly that female producers account for 36% of the country's 3.4 million producers. So a third of our producers are female producers. So that speaks to the importance of providing this in our Frontier District. So we're going to meet on March the 20th. It's going to be at Ottawa Municipal Auditorium at 301 South Hickory Street. We'll start at 9 o'clock with opening and introductions. And then we have a keynote speaker, Brandy Buzzard-Frobos, will be talking about advocating for agriculture and telling your story. And so she's actually local, so we're excited to hear from her. And then we have one of our K-State specialists, Robin Reed, talk about land lease basics and rental rates, which I think is going to be really interesting and really informative as well. I know that, you know, working in the Frontier District, we get a lot of phone calls, questions, inquiries about land lease and rental rates. And then we'll have a break. And right before lunch, I'm actually one of the speakers, and I'm so excited because one of our current 4-H members, she's also a Farm Bureau Ag Ambassador, but Erin Livingston and I are going to talk about developing skills to cope and build resiliency. So really talk about stress, what ag stress looks like, and even there's unique stressors that women in agriculture face. So we'll talk about that and talk about how to build some coping skills, how to manage that stress, and help you to build resiliency so that you have that experience to draw on the next time that you're faced maybe with something very stressful. You have that prior experience to draw from, and that helps you to build resiliency.
And that's vital in any field.
It really is. It certainly is. Of course, we'll have lunch, and then the afternoon session, there'll be a breakout session. So Rachel Parker and Leslie Spikes will talk about FSA, the Farm Service Agency, and NRCS programs. And again, there's a lot of those programs, and so they'll be there to share information and answer any questions. And then we have Hannah Ballard and Lexi Lyon with Frontier Farm Credit. They're one of our partnering sponsors. They'll talk about crop insurance and LRP. And then the last session of the day will be about grain marketing, and Carrie Williams with, I believe, AgMark will be speaking about grain marketing. So again, it's a day full of information. We plan to have fun, a lot of laughter, as well as networking opportunities. And so we really are looking forward to hosting this event. We do ask that you register, because, of course, we want to make sure that we have enough goodies for everyone. And so we'd like people to register by this Wednesday, actually, March the 13th. And for more information, then they can go to our website, frontierdistrict.ksu.edu. It's right there on the very front of page of our website, so they don't have to scroll or look through that. But there's a QR code as well as a registration link that they can go online and register. And they can certainly call any one of our offices as well, but we do need registrations.
What's the main takeaway that you want people to have, whether they're attending, whether they're just hearing about it and getting information from others regarding this program? What's the big takeaway that you hope people have from this?
I think to understand and realize that, you know, we have a lot of resources in our community across our Frontier District to help them. And so I want them to go away feeling like they have the information, they have the knowledge, but also have information about who to contact. If I have questions, if I have issues, who can I call to get more information? Again, some of these sessions are a lot about, you know, some government programs that are available, mm-hmm. and that entails a lot. And so I think it's important, again, for them to know who they can contact to get more information and get their questions answered.
So not just that, hey, there's support, mm-hmm. but very specifically, here is who you can talk to.
Yeah. And I think, Audrey, too, the friendship or camaraderie that this event will also provide, you know, that networking and seeing other women in agriculture, talking to them about some of the issues that they experience. And I hope they can build some friendships through this event as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Realizing that, hey, we are a community.
Yeah, yeah.
Outstanding. Well, thank you very much. I've heard a lot about this event, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how it turns out. And as usual, I'm going to want an update. We will be talking to you again soon, so yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.